Actors, dancers, and musicians are finding ways to get around the cancellations caused by COVID-19. They're putting their performances on social media. WSHU's Davis Dunovan reports.
The Legacy Theater in Branford, Connecticut isn't technically open yet, but director Keely Basden Knudsen says they've done more than 70 performances without a building.
We did a Hamlet on the Guilford Green, and we did a Midsummer Night's Dream on the Branford Green.
COVID-19 meant no more live shows, but Knudsen didn't want to lose momentum.
The more we heard social distancing, I thought, well, gosh, how do you create theater, which is live, in this kind of social distance climate?
So she started the Social Distance Theater. She sends out a newsletter and shares clips from artists who would have performed, like Julie Fitzpatrick's one-woman show called 77 U-Turn, about her childhood and her brother's struggle with mental illness.
Dad grasps Steve's arm, guides him, directs him. He will not let him go. He puts his huge hand on Dee's head, pushes him down into the car, into the passenger seat.
It is about her own personal experience coming back to this area, Guilford, Connecticut, to her childhood home and kind of facing things that she was unable to face.
Musician Sarah Golly is another performer who's found a way to keep the show moving.
You bear the weight of the curtain crushed beneath its folds.
Golly hosts the Quarantine series on Facebook. It grew out of a color-coded list she started way before the COVID-19 outbreak.
I, at one point, wanted to have a list of all the musicians in the state because I was trying to book shows, and I was like, there's not one that exists, I'm going to make one.
The list turned into a Facebook group where artists could post their new songs. When COVID-19 led to canceled shows, she saw a lot of her friends in the group live stream their music instead.
I thought about it and I was like, everybody's doing these live streams. Why don't we organize them together somehow? Because otherwise they just get lost in the shuffle.
The series treats each performance as an event and lists them on a calendar, just like a venue. One of the first to sign up was a New Haven singer-songwriter called An Historic.
He plays the accordion and sings these very theatrical songs.
Even though this is a live stream show, I would like very much to encourage audience participation. It's that time of the day when the bombs decide to fall in their life.
You know, the idea is to keep things as, I don't want to say normal as possible, but to keep ourselves from being too isolated.
Knudsen of the Legacy Theater says performing arts have still taken a serious hit due to COVID-19, and not just due to lack of ticket sales.
The regional theaters of the world are nonprofits, and when you're looking at global issues that have to do with, health and shelter and food and medicine, I think that the arts are not going to be the dollar priority that they had been.
And she says she understands why that's necessary, but she believes there will always be a base of support for the arts, whether in person or at a distance. Davis Dunovan, WSHU News.